Hello. Greetings. I am the monitor of Installation 04. I am 343 Guilty Spark. You're listening to Rage Quit Radio. Save their heads. Dispose of the rest.
I was like, screw this. I'm going after people I can kill.
Guys, are we going to talk about League of Legends all night, or are we going to get this done so we can play League of Legends all night?
Shiite Muslim going to die.
Dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well have killed one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh! No!
Seth has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on!
I really hate you.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, God?
Negative Apex. Has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, kill him. Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge.
You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit. Hey, let me do this. Welcome to Rage Quit Radio, episode 33. What's going on, guys? That means you, Josh, and Ian. I was talking to you guys. What's going on, guys? So enthusiastic today. Wow.
I'm pretty sure Ian's gone.
Ian, are you dead?
I'm arguing over who gets the last beer. I'm sorry. What were we talking about?
Wow. Hey, I'm going to start recording the show. Oh, he's going to start recording the show. Let me go argue about a beer.
Ian,
that takes precedent over everything in life.
You're so fat. Just sit on her and then take the beer.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to come kick you in the face with my fat feet.
Anyway, what is going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. I am your host, Lance, a.k.a. Sev, joined by amazing co-hosts, Josh and Ian, a.k.a. Negative Apex
just
Prowler.
Go host now.
Going. What?
what the hell did he say?
Just go with it. Just go with it. Just go with it.
Go with what?
I don't know.
We're just co-hosts.
So,
Josh, we're just co-hosts.
We're just co-hosts?
That's why we only get one taco per show. I bet he gets like three.
It's actually more like 10.
What? I quit.
I want tacos.
And actually, I've been eating half of y'all's.
He's been like spitting in our tacos.
Can you imagine if the world was paid in tacos? Like,
I bet there would be like world peace everywhere.
Not that you would eat them, but that was actually what we used to trade. Like, we'd put tacos in our wallet and stuff.
Horrible. Stop it.
It's awful. No, you'd totally eat them.
I would
always be broke because I'd eat all my tacos.
You're going to laugh at me, but. You know, the origins of beer is very, you know, like people argue over where it came from. Well, in Egyptian times, they used to pay some of the slaves with beer.
Oh, yeah, I could totally see that.
That pavement.
I would too.
If someone was like, hey, you do this job for. I do that already.
I was about to say, didn't you go paint a house for a potential shot at beer?
I'll get you beer.
Okay. Did you get that beer?
You know that
I got that beer. Yeah,
that thing that you did.
Was it like Bud Light
for beer?
I'll do some things for beer. I stopped myself.
Oh my goodness! So what is going on in the gaming world, guys? What have y'all been up to? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever.
Probably because you have internet.
Yeah, but that's beside the point.
And we played Destiny.
Yeah,
Destiny. Well, I also watched Worlds. Spent my weekend walking. I spent my weekend walking Worlds, guys.
Worlds, League of Legends. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure no one gets confused. We're not talking about Worlds as in baseball.
Sports or something.
You know? Yeah, we don't watch sports. We watch
weird.
Esports.
Hey,
ESPN says is not a sport, which he's a freaking old tard and should quit.
Hey, I'm not afraid to admit that I get excited when this stuff comes around now. I finally have something to get excited for that's sports related. Like I can watch and enjoy like football and basketball and soccer, that's totally fine. Women, but I'm not going to get into it.
Women's volleyball.
So when
I
people
mean,
start then, talking yeah. about football, you're kind of like, yeah, uh-huh. And then you start talking about league, and they just look at you like, are you high?
Oh, I've never talked about league before. Like, if I'm with a group of friends, and I'm around a bunch of jocks or whatever, and there's that one nerd that does play League of Legends, I'll ignore him. I'll be like, oh, I don't know anything about the game.
What's league?
Why would you have friends that are jocks is my question.
Well, jock personality.
You just murder them and be done with it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's not what I meant, but you okay?
Don't be a jock around Negative Apex.
I like murdering people. Well. There's a whole backyard. I mean, what?
He hates everybody.
There's a lot of really mounds do. Of
There's
dirt.
There's literally a list not long enough for you for the people you hate.
I have literally ran out of room on my ignore list on League of Legends.
Yeah, dude,
and most games actually.
Have you ever? You know, you can still run into people that you put on ignore, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
such bullcrap.
That doesn't make any sense. Right? It's like, hey, this person's unskilled. That means I don't want to ever be matched up with him ever again.
And Riot's like, what? You want to play with a whole team of unskilled players that you mock? Okay.
I think Josh's worst nightmare would be is if he got matched up with a team that everybody was from his ignore list on. It was like...
I'd get banned.
And they invaded his jungle.
I'd get banned.
Now, of course, jungle, we mean... yeah, right?
What?
So... Do we talk about video games? Or
no,
what?
We don't.
What is this podcast about?
This is Rage Quit Radio's Jungle Coffee Power Hour.
Jungle Coffee Power Hour.
Times two.
That's going to be the actual name come soon. Okay, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Co-op Mode is now been revealed in a brand new trailer. Now, this is obviously not the first time that Call of Duty has had co-op. We've always had
Spec Ops. Remember Spec Ops in like old Modern Warfare?
Are you sure it's
like
called Spec Ops? I thought that was Halo.
Nope. What? Nope. That's Spartan.
Oh,
Ops.
Spartan Ops. Got it.
And you officially just gonna get the rage of tons of hands for getting that mixed up. Good job.
Tim Dabata is gonna pop on here randomly. That was Spartan Ops. Where was I? Oh,
the
yeah.
Dabo,
yeah. So, yeah.
The Dabo.
The Bababato.
Still can't get his name right.
Anywho, yeah, we've seen that there's co-op before in the past. What is so different about this? I mean, it says Exo Survival Mode. Now, is this going to be like.
That was multiplayer.
It's the Exo's. You know, because they're wearing like so.
It's fall. It's Titanfall.
Gotcha.
Dude,
Titanfall.
It is Titanfall.
Yes, you can get a perk that allows you to jump into a giant. It's not giant. It's somewhat bigger than a normal person.
It's like a 10-foot person or something.
Yeah, and you have heavy machine guns and stuff like that. But you know, I've always hated on Call of Duty and. The only thing in the past that I liked about it was ups like Modern Warfare 2. That was fun as heck. Like playing survival mode, that was really, really fun to just play randomly. If they're able to do that, you know, and this make it as, what is the word I'm looking for? Addictive. That'd be great.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, it is created by, you know, the same people. Well, I say the same people.
Well,
people who worked with the same group.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer is the one that made Black Ops.
Right, I believe.
God, I can't remember.
Black Ops.
And
which
is it Infinity Ward? Is that the name of the company that made original Modern Warfare?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At least...
Sledgehammer is the, like... Yeah, okay. I got it.
Yeah, I know they at least did Modern Warfare 2. I would imagine they did the other two.
They did Ghosts 2, I believe. And then Black Ops 2 was done by Sledgehammer.
Now, how old is Ghosts? When did that one come out?
It's a year, dude. Come on. Call of Duty comes out every year.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember if that was the one that was last year or the one before.
Yeah, Ghosts was last year, and then the year before that it was Black Ops 2.
Why the crap is this game so popular?
Dude, the multiplayer in this game looks exactly like Titanfall.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but the guys that made Call of Duty, some of them went and made Titanfall.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they went and made Titanfall, and now this game looks exactly like the multiplayer looks so much like it.
I'm telling you, like, I'm still excited about Advanced Warfare. It just looks.
What if? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. What if Advanced Warfare?
He did not interrupt you.
Oh my god. Advanced Warfare was in mid-development when Titanfall was being made, or when they started to make it?
I don't know.
That could be completely possible.
Well, I mean, they're not affiliated with Sledgehammer or Infinity Ward anymore. They were just people that were left.
Ian.
So,
talk louder. You're like, Call of Duty.
That's what I do. That's the way I talk, man.
Talk different. Jeez.
I mean, you have to admit, after watching the E3 trailer of Advanced Warfare, were you not amazed?
No, I am looking forward to the game. Like, it looks cool. It looks cool for a Call of Duty game. I'm just saying, like, I was watching the multiplayer trailer. And, like, the exosuits and, like, the jump jets or the jump boost or whatever. Like, it just all really looks like Titanfall. Yeah. I just had to, like, it's like, come on. It looks very similar.
I know this is
I enjoy Titanfall, though, so, you know.
Yeah. I know this is going to sound dumb, but I like the exosuit thing because it seems realistic. Is that stupid? It's not like a suit. It's like, I don't know. It's like what actually the military trying to develop instead of a suit of armor.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying because I mean they do already have versions of that. I mean there's videos of actual military soldiers wearing these actually suits that look pretty similar, not exactly alike, but they're like carrying like a one ton.
They have
of...
the bottom half done. Yeah, where the legs and like support the like.
They can lift.
It's not a ton, but it's, several hundred pounds. And, the legs, the exo legs do all the work.
Well,
so, yeah, I mean, it's getting, you could take this and, 20, 40 years in the future, you could totally probably have this.
Now, what would be really neat is when this stuff gets available to construction, you'll start seeing construction workers wearing these exoskeleton suits.
That'd be bad.
I'd buy one and be
people would totally not work and be like, you're wasting your exosuit, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. I can eat so many more subs with this exosuit, okay? Leave me alone.
It's going to be, it's at one point it'll just be like everyone's walking around in Iron Man suits. But anyway, my jokes apparently are not that funny tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
I laughed for a second. There you go.
Thanks. You guys suck. Anyway, staying on topic of Call of Duty, basically Activision has said that, I think it's Activision, I don't see who else it would be, Advanced Warfare may sell millions of copies less than Call of... millions of copies less.
Which... it means Ghost. They won't lose any money anyway, so what's the big deal?
Dude,
no, this is according to Cinema Blend.
Okay. Usually, I see these kind of reports coming out when, they're having their, investors meetings or something.
This is just an analyst. This is not, official. They expect them to sell less. So...
they would totally not say that if they actually did.
Oh, no. It's like Bungie going, I know there's no story, but go ahead and buy the game.
No, like
they're not going to do that.
I know our game sucks, and we didn't really put much work into it, but go ahead and buy it. It'll be cool.
Do you guys think that this might have something to do with the fact that Halo is coming out and Battlefield is coming out pretty soon, like close to, as in close as the release dates?
Well, I mean, Battlefield Hardline doesn't come out to what, February or March?
Yeah.
That's a big gap. That's a very large gap.
That's like 4 months. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. To me, Battlefield fans and Call of Duty fans are very separate.
Yeah.
I don't affect anybody's decision. I'll give you my opinion of Battlefield Hardline off topic. So.
Okay. It's kind of interesting. It says that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is projected to sell 3 million copies less than Call of Duty Ghosts.
No.
Which is basically, okay, 20 million? Well, guess what? You're only going to sell 17 million.
What?
Oh, no.
And this is just an analyst. This is some dude who could have just guessed and been like, oh, yeah. They're not going to sell as much.
Yeah.
Everybody's
I
just
think
going
they'll do fine. I mean, especially I think all
this,
of the
this
Call
is
of Duty
only
guys.
Next gen, right?
Only next gen?
No, it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be on all of them.
Yeah, so you would think that.
Okay. Guys, it's going to be on all the consoles.
Except Wii.
Except for the Wii.
Well, that's not a console now, is it? I like how at the end of this article, it's like, it remains to be seen if the Xbox One exclusive Halo the Master Chief Collection will cut into Advanced Warfare sales numbers.
I don't think it will.
You know, you say that, but for people our age who are old, we're going to get Halo CE matchmaking for the first time ever.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, to me, I'm like, I'm getting Halo Master Chief Collection, even if I have to, like, you know, do some
that's still, but we
on
are,
the side.
I mean, like, we've never really bought into Call of Duty, though. So, that's us talking, like, and we're not Call of Duty fans.
Yeah.
For those people that literally upgrade every single year of Call of Duty, like, you know, all of those guys are obviously going to get this game. It looks cool. Like, I think there's plenty of interest in it. It's like, you know, it's piqued our interest for a Call of Duty game. So I don't think there's going to be any major problems with sales for it.
Yeah, I don't think
it.
Anything will change at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's Call of Duty. I could definitely see them. It's like the iPhone. I mean, or any Apple product, really. The new version comes out, everyone floods to the stores to get it, and I don't see that ever stopping. Same thing with Call of Duty. I don't see it really ever stopping unless it's like the only thing that would really gonna kill Call of Duty at this point is gonna be Activision.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. I mean,
but unlike the iPhone, don't sit or put in your pocket the Call of Duty disc because it won't bend. It will break.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, just keep that in mind. Don't stick it in your pocket. You're just an idiot.
Carry it with me. Oh, my God. Ugh. Anyway. What were we just talking about?
I want to bring up a subject that is not on the note that I just brought up.
Okay.
The fact that how many people now that they have an Xbox One or a PS4 are all buying digitally? I mean, do we really think GameStop's going to last another 3 years? I'm not talking about the website. I'm talking about, like, in the mall, you know, in your, you know, strip malls. Do you really think they're going to last because so many people are buying digitally now with next-gen consoles? And hard drive, and the fact that you can upgrade hard drives if you want to avoid your warranty.
I can only see that happening. I can only see GameStop staying open if, like, as kids, they don't buy things digitally. They always go to GameStop to buy their games, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think up until you're about maybe of course, it may be younger nowadays, but I would have said like 15. You know, I stopped buying games at GameStop. You know, I started getting things digitally. So I could just see it only staying open just because there'd be a lot of younger gamers going there to get their games.
But and the reason I brought that up is, sorry, Josh, go ahead.
My comment on that is, like, we've already seen the fall of Blockbuster and, like, Movie Gallery and stuff like that. So it could, you know, it could be a matter of time before we see the drop in GameStops. I mean, if you can buy your games through Steam or from digital download on your new generation of, you know, consoles, or, you know, then you have, like, Gamefly if you want to test out a game. You know, you could be seeing the fall of GameStop within the next, you know, 5 years. It would have to be after the 360 and the PlayStation 3 were completely dead.
And not to mention that if you did want to have a physical copy of the game, people usually buy, like, you know, like you said, the website or from Amazon.
Yeah, you can buy it online easily.
Because, like, I know people like to keep collections and things like that. So I could definitely see that. I went into a GameStop about 2 months ago and to get an Xbox Live membership. And I actually asked the lady there, I said, you know, how's GameStop's been doing? How's this particular store has it been doing? And I asked her that exact question, actually. She said that they've been doing great, actually. I'm going to say actually more. They've been doing great. They've been selling a lot of digital codes to a lot of games. That's about the only thing I can really think of that they might stay around. Of course, then again, with all the only disadvantage I can see to, as far as consoles are concerned, getting digital downloads is you'd run out of space quick, I feel.
Yeah, and that's why I said, like, really only people that end up, like, seeing their hard drive and their PS4 or adding another one, I guess it really doesn't apply, because, you know, 500 gigs will not last long.
Mm-mm. No.
So
even just with games, you know.
PS4, there's a lot of videos online of people placing it with, like, a 1 terabyte drive. And the only reason I brought the subject up was, I think Call of Duty has a promo where you get, like, 3-day early access if you, you know, buy it digitally or pre-order. I can't remember. And I remember Destiny for the Xbox One, if you bought it digitally, you could upgrade for free when on an Xbox One. But only digitally. If you bought it physically, you could not do that. I'm like, you know, I wonder if that's going to become a trend where we're going to start seeing games where, if you buy me digitally, you get this. Da 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 da, and GameStop's just gonna have, like, well, you get this special item, you pre-order it from us, you know, like, big deal.
Yeah, they definitely have to start coming out with perks for sure. Like, I just don't see,
like,
any
a lot.
Way.
I hate that. I hate that though. Like,
I hate it too.
I hate perks between, like, you have GameStop offering exclusive content, you have PS4 offering exclusive content, you know, like, PS4 guys get an entire another planet for Destiny. It's such bullcrap. Like, if they start offering perks for digitally downloading something instead of having the physical copy, that's going to be crap. Like, for people like me, I have, like, a really low, like, a really small hard drive for my 360. And so, you know, basically I have to play Destiny with the disc, because I don't have room to put Destiny, like, on the hard drive and, like, even have other things on there. So it's just going to be really annoying if they start doing crap like that.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about what you reminded me of something when Fallout New Vegas came out. There were, like, maybe half a dozen different perks that you could get, but it was all, like, vital stuff. But it helped you out in game, but they were all so different that it was like, okay, if you bought, you know, from GameStop, you got an extra canteen that, you know, you could always sip from. If you buy from Best Buy, you get a traveler's pack. If you buy from Newegg, you get, you know, an extra weapon. Yeah. And it was like, yeah. I want all of those. Why can't I have all of those? I don't know which one I want the most. And it was like,
it reminds me of what, like, when Halo 4 came out and all the different helmets. It was like,
yeah.
Best Buy had this, GameStop had this. I think Walmart had a different. It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then
it's ridiculous.
Later on, Bethesda, not Bethesda, I don't know. Obsidian ended up basically saying with Fallout, like, here's a version with all of those perks that they released like months later. But yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't like it. I can't stand it. Hey Ian, can you like restart your mumble or something? Because you're cutting in and out pretty badly now.
Okay.
So we'll wait him. Wait for him.
You were moved to recording studio. Do not disturb by Negative Apex. Negative Apex entered channel.
That's my sexy Microsoft Sam voice talking to y'all. Yeah, for some reason when I set up Mumble, I could not seem to pick a lady's voice, which you guys seem to have. I don't know how. But hey, if I could get Cortana to speak to me on Mumble, I think I'd be set.
Channel, Negative Apex. Hey there, Lancy. You want to go out later?
Oh my god, I hate you.
God, that would be so awesome if we could have Cortana speaking to us. I want like a Cortana Siri on my computer where I could be like, hey Cortana, open up Google for me and search IGN articles or something. That'd be awesome.
You know what's interesting is, I don't know if you've seen the ad for the Cortana app on the Microsoft.
No, I haven't.
Well, here's the interesting thing is there's two different ads. There's one where they're actually showing the phone being used. And when I watched it, I couldn't quite make out the voice distinction in Cortana's voice. It sounded very robotic. And maybe it was just I didn't get to listen to much of it, but it didn't really sound anything special. And then when I saw another advertisement where the phone was like talking to iPhone Siri, it was actually Cortana's voice. Like, it was a pre-recorded thing.
Right.
And so I was like, come on, Microsoft. You're not helping yourselves here. You're only making it worse.
Yeah, I've kind of heard that from a few people that doesn't, like, it may not sound really like Cortana very well. So it'll be interesting. If we can, once, like, reviews come out on it and stuff, and we get some videos of it being used. If it actually does sound like Cortana or not.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably one out there. Maybe I could find one real quick. Welcome back, Briler.
I'm not here.
Okay.
I'm going to look up. I'm going to look it up real quick, see if I can find it, and we can compare how it sounds.
Okay.
Oh, are you talking about the Cortana app?
Yeah, the Cortana app. Because we're talking about...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say in the commercial, it sounds like Jen. But some of the apps I've seen, it's kind of like robotic Jen.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. Okay, I'm going to play something here. I haven't watched this before, so we'll see how it sounds.
What's your name?
Cortana.
How are you doing?
Quite well. Thanks for asking.
Where are you from?
Human Ingenuity. Battery required.
Okay, well, that actually sounds like her.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's
very
automated,
but you can tell that's Jen.
Yeah, you can tell that's her. Yeah. Okay, well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
So, are we going to get rid of our phones? Kid, you get a Windows phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I say we do that. Also, that kid was like, what, 13?
I actually thought that was her. I was like, is that her?
Oh, the first time he spoke? It's like, that doesn't even sound, that sounds like a dude. What the hell?
Oh. Wow.
Hang on, listen.
What does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ring ding ding.
Oh my god.
What? Oh my god. Okay, that's worth it. That's worth it right here.
Oh my god, what the hell?
That is so worth it.
Hang on, I'm gonna play it again.
Oh my god. That just sold the app for me.
What does the fox say?
Ring ding 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 a ring ding ding.
Ring ding.
Oh my god. That is awesome. Oh. That is so fucking awesome.
All right, so we're buying a Microsoft phone.
I gotta say, Microsoft, you did something good there.
Great. As soon as I get rid of my Windows phone, you come out with a Cortana app. Thanks! I hate you.
Thanks, Obama.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be available to...
I don't think so.
Dude,
I don't see.
They want to sell more Microsoft phones.
Once they realize it's not selling, they'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, who owns a Microsoft phone? Nobody.
I did. And you know what? I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it. In fact, there was no apps whatsoever.
So this was as of June 14th of this year. It says Microsoft is considering bringing Cortana to Android and iOS devices. It's a really long article. Well, wait, no, never mind. It's not that long, but it says it looked okay. And my thing zoomed out.
To Lance, it's a really long article. Okay, there's like a whole two paragraphs, guys. So it's gonna take them a while.
Basically, what they're saying is possibly by 2015.
Hey, I'm gonna be a nerd and be like, you know, what they should do is make it to where if you have a Windows phone, it's free, and if you want an Android or iOS, pay $30. And you know what? I would pay $30 for that. I would just for that ring a ding ding. Oh my god, that is freaking awesome!
Yeah,
I would like ask that all day and laugh.
What's funny
that,
is
that would just like enter me forever.
What's funny is they actually thought of that and recorded her saying that.
Like, yeah.
Just in case.
Well, I remember like the rumor of how much money she got for doing the app, and it was like an absurd amount of money, which, you know, like Microsoft doesn't have it, but yeah, like hours and hours and hours, like, you know, what color blue is this? Like, I would spend all day asking random questions to see what would pop up.
It's basically what
should
it
I wear
like.
Loafers or no loafers? What do you think?
Oh my goodness.
I want that app. I really want that app.
Now, only if they could make an actual Cortana in your house.
Ooh.
I don't know what would happen. Oh, weird things would happen, especially in Josh's house.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, no, me, God. I'd be like, can you be a beer?
Can you be
is that
a beer?
Possible?
Okay. Well, we need to move on.
Well, yeah, we need to move on because I was thinking of weird things.
Oh my god! I just had to say that.
I was gonna say like, man, I got married for nothing. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm gonna get punched in like 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Sexence.
Okay, moving on. Visceral Games on learning from Battlefield 4's woes. woes is like an understatement. This article, I noticed, if you look down at the bottom, the top comment kind of says it all. If your company has to assure your customers that it's going to work, quote, you're doing it wrong. which is completely right, because think about it. I do not believe that Hardline will have a smooth launch, because look at
I do.
What
I do.
Dude, that's I what do. People
they
said about
they delayed the launch already.
The reason why I'm saying that is I think the game is done and they're like just reassuring that everything works out for launch.
I mean,
so EA doesn't get a bad rep, which they already have.
Yeah, I mean, we already played the beta, and like, you know, everything was working pretty decently.
So what I mean, but like,
and they're gonna have another beta on all of the platforms.
Oh, well, that's good. I guess they. Yeah, that's a good idea then. Well, maybe it will be fine. I was just thinking because, like, EA lately in the past, 2 years has had really bad rep on launching. I mean, look at SimCity.
Everything. Sims 4.
Sims 4. Battlefield 4.
all the EA games.
I mean, not just bad, but, like, horrendous to where everyone's talking about it, and maybe it's a marketing thing.
How crappy EA games are when they launch.
Oh, I mean, God.
We should buy that.
It gets people talking. Whether it's good or bad, it gets people talking. I don't know. It does seem a little odd. So you guys believe that it'll be fine? Do you think
I think there's going to be problems, but I'm hoping... I mean, they've already delayed it. They're going to say they're having another beta on every single platform they're shipping on. So that means they can find, you know, interesting bugs on the PC or the, you know, Xbox One or whatever like that. I think it'll be a smoother launch than we've seen in a while. That's my guess.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if they delayed it and end up having launch, like how bad that would look. I don't think they're willing to risk that. I really don't.
If they did, I'm pretty sure a lot of the Battlefield fans would just be like, screw it, going to Call of Duty. I gotta play a game somehow.
or
Halo.
Division.
Or Division.
Oh, Division. Oh,
God, I want Division so bad. Why did I mention it?
I know. Only wait, did Division get delayed too?
Dude, I don't think there's a release date on it.
Yeah, it's not even a release date on it yet. Sometime next year.
Lame.
Maybe, I don't know. Let me Google that while you go on to whatever.
So wait, what games are coming out this fall other than Halo that we're looking forward to? Because I know Evolve was coming out.
That got
pushed. I know Alien Isolation's coming out. That's still set to come out this year, I believe.
Yeah, release date to be announced 2015. For I don't know. There was a quickie on it, but you can't expect me to remember anything. Go back a couple episodes. I did a quickie on what was coming out this year.
If only that's how I labeled the shows. Josh's cookie was on this. So I don't know. Honestly, the only reason, are y'all looking forward to getting to Hardline? Are you excited for Hardline?
Nah, not really.
Honestly, I'd rather get Bat 4.
Yeah,
I just don't have any interest in.
If like I don't have Battlefield 4 yet. So I was gonna buy a game, I'd just go ahead and get Battlefield 4 with its expansions.
Did y'all ever play? I know you did, Josh, but Ian, did you ever play Vigilante?
No, I think so.
Vigilante, second offense.
PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation, Nintendo 64. Anyway, Yeah,
the cars that had the machine guns on it and the rockets and the
Jeep.
That game was so freaking
metal,
awesome.
Twisted Metal.
Yeah, Twisted Metal is more popular than it. I like Vigilante
but because
better.
Twisted Metal was first.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything that comes first is going to be more popular. But anyway, which actually, now that I think about it, which came first, Battlefield or Call of Duty?
Battlefield, dude.
I couldn't remember because
Call
of Duty,
came out with the Xbox 360 launch.
1914, yeah, man. That's
Battlefield has been around for a long time.
I just
long
remember time. It being on the PlayStation. I mean, on the PC.
Dude, you know you can still play Battlefield 1942 on server hosting sites. We should totally do that someday.
and stream it.
I like 2142.
Oh,
yeah, you can still play that on their own server hosting sites too.
Anyway, the reason why I brought up Vigilante was it's okay, was because that's kind of like one of the reasons why I'm looking forward to the game. There's one part where it's just vehicles and it's basically just car chase. It was basically saying that it was Need for Speed with guns, and I immediately thought of Vigilante, and that's all over the reason why I wanted to get it now. But oh, you know they also came out with a Star Wars version of Vigilante, Josh.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Like when? Like
like around the same time Vigilante came out. It was like,
seriously?
It was like, hey, here's a knockoff of Twisted Metal, and here's a knockoff of Vigilante.
Star Wars,
but it's Star Wars. It was really fun. Yeah, it was exactly like Vigilante, but it was really, really fun.
Hmm.
Anyway, back on topic. So yeah, looks like
Day on Target.
Versatile Games is trying to learn from their target. Oh my god!
Make it.
Learn from their flaws, their past mistakes.
Well, it
you guys
has
remember
nothing to do with
Wars.
Visceral. You have to remember, yes, this is Visceral's first Battlefield game. What they're trying to do is not do what EA and DICE did, because
yeah,
DICE is not making Hardline. Visceral
yeah,
Games are,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is we know we made Dead Space. That's the only game right now that they have under their belt. So Visceral has not had a bad launch yet.
Okay, we need to move on because we're about 20 minutes left. So do you guys, I know you guys wanted to talk about a...
We should totally talk about Assassin's Creed and Destiny.
I wasn't sure. So I'll let you guys pick because I don't really care.
Destiny?
Yeah, I want to talk about Assassin's Creed too.
Okay, well,
we can talk about Destiny first, and then
okay, 5 minutes on each one. Let's go. Okay, Destiny. Okay. Oh, what's going on with Destiny, guys? Month later, how's it going?
We finally played the raid.
Yeah, oh, and it was hard as crap.
Hard as hell, dude. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, people
are
like,
talking about.
So like simplified and so easy. Like I don't understand. Like Bungie put no effort into it.
It's hard as hell.
I mean, for
man,
a shooter, that is hard as crap. Either
yeah,
we suck,
which,
or
you know, could be. But
yeah, it could be. But it was hard. It was freaking hard. And what was depressing was we were going through it, and like that day, I remember reading a newsletter where like a team went through it in 38 minutes. I'm like, I think it took like 40 minutes for the first part of the raid for us.
I mean, like, yeah, we played what for like two
testing.
Hours?
One, two,
yeah,
two and a half
we
hours.
A long time.
We could not get fat. Wow. Fat.
We could not get fat. I beat it. I got it. I finally won at a game. I'm gonna get fat.
We could not get past that first boss, man. Like it was spawning the oracles, and we were getting the dots on us. It was just crazy, man. You had
we're
to do.
Bad.
You had to keep track of a lot of different things, and for a shooter, it was very complicated.
It's very
It had normal like MMO like dungeon and raid mechanics. It was
you,
it was
you know what's
interesting.
Funny is I that raid was more complicated than a TOR raid we ever did.
I think it was.
That's funny. It kind of sucks, but that's
and
funny.
That includes the map where you had to like move on the grid, but not move over here. It's hard. It's very difficult. But
that wasn't hard. Well I guess
I'm just saying like
was...
that's the only raid I can think of that had like different things in it.
Different
that
things.
Were yeah, like I don't know, dude.
Wait, you're talking
puzzle,
about the you're talking
puzzle
about,
mechanics.
You're talking about the one where I had to like guide you guys through a minefield.
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun. I like that one a lot.
I didn't, I don't know what you're talking about because it sucked every time we went through it.
Because you guys had me guiding you through a minefield.
There's no mines over. Boom. Go ahead.
I was going to talk about some of the, there's a, like a bug that leaked a bunch of information.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
Basically like after the update, like some people were seeing missions from the upcoming DLCs, like scrolling over their stuff on their set destination screen. And somebody compiled a list of it, and I won't go into too much detail because I don't want to give away any story elements.
Also, we have a minute and a half left.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks like there's going to be two more raids coming.
Woo!
Several new strikes and story missions, and some Crucible stuff, and also, you know, including the what is it called, Ian? The Iron Banner, where
yeah, but we already knew the Iron Banner was coming out, and the House of Wolves.
Yeah, talking about the skirmish though, real quick. The rewards list that it lists is a string of victories will earn you great rewards, but lose three times and you're out. 3v3 team deathmatch, level advantages enabled, weekly rewards, trial set gear, which is trial set gear. Like that, maybe
I don't
PvP
know what that is.
Gear or something, you know?
I don't know. I'm confused now.
Ascendant materials and Crucible marks. So there's some interesting stuff coming for the Crucible. Like I said, two new raids, which is going to be awesome, and a bunch of new story missions and a couple new strikes. So that's really cool.
Cool. Okay. Is that all? Anything else important you want to mention?
Oh, there was something, but I don't remember it. So
I was going to mention the fact that the raid was very underwhelming reward-wise.
Well, we didn't even complete the first boss, though.
Yeah, we. Well, we recorded one part. We got boots.
No, no, no. We like we beat the like the cap.
You get Destiny for PS4
like at the very beginning.
Yeah,
and then
you're right.
We got past that. We got a chest with three Ascendant shards in it.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But then we got to the boss, and we never got. Yeah.
All I could think about was I got boots I didn't need, and I was ticked off.
We never did anything to earn rewards. We never did anything to earn the rewards.
Yeah.
So, moving on. Assassin's Creed Unity customization. We finally got a trailer on what we can expect from the multiplayer version, the co-op version of the game, and the kind of the cool things that we can do with the characters to personalize them, you know, for each person's different play style, not just their looks, but like there's, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but it seemed like there was like a talent tree almost kind of thing, like you level up an ability.
You could level up a particular play style too,
which was cool.
Like that's something very different from the normal Assassin's Creed,
and it went into really in depth, like just even down to like your swords, like what kind of swords you're using, to one that, you know, was really effective in parrying, but obviously, you know, you're gonna lose some damage, and I'm sure there was others that had different effects.
Yeah,
and then, like cloaks.
It was something we talked about when we first saw the video, how all of the guys were using different weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can pick up a rifle or a pistol or like
a wrist
a
crossbow.
Long sword or a wrist crossbow or like a short sword. It even was talking about the different clothes you were wearing. Like some of the assassins had like heavy armor on, and they were talking about the play style where you could level up like a defensive play style where you just took a lot of damage and like meleed it out with people. And so that like that kind of stuff, like either you can go like completely assassin or go like ranged or that melee, you know, tanky type of thing. That's gonna add a lot of cool stuff for the co-op experience.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, I was never a huge fan of Assassin's Creed. Not because I didn't like it, I just never really got into it. But this looks super exciting, and it looks like we could actually spend quite a bit of time playing it. Like, it's not something that's going to get old after the first few days of playing.
This one totally looks interesting.
So, real quick, because we got to move on, but what play styles do you guys are leaning towards?
I'm probably gonna go for a more rangedy parkoury guy.
Okay, Ian, what about you?
I think I'm more stealthy. Rather have the hood and the vision than anything else.
Dang it, I was gonna do stealth too, but I don't want to be the same.
My second was combat. this combat.
I think it's really cool. You can wear like the chainmail and like the steel breastplate and stuff if you want. I thought that was really cool, but it like limits your motion. That is just so cool.
I think actually my other option was parkour. Trying to being up high and striking from above.
Nope. You have to be our parkour tank. J4 parkour.
This game's coming out this fall, though, correct? Anyone know for sure?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Okay, look it up and we'll move on. But anyway.
Wait, what?
I'm pretty sure it's coming out this fall, so we got to get on top of that.
What is?
Unity.
What game are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It comes out this holiday season. Yeah. Sorry.
November 11th.
Sweet.
In North America and November 13th in Europe.
So just, you know, if anybody wants us to buy us all an Xbox One.
Yeah. Dude, screw that. We're playing it on PC.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Crap.
Buy us an Xbox One anyway.
Do it anyway.
So, we got about 10 minutes left, so I think we're going to go ahead and move on into the world segment real quick. If we can cover that and get that out of the way. So anyone who's been watching League of Legends Worlds, or wow, totally butchered that. Anyone who plays League of Legends knows that Worlds is going on between now up until, I believe, October 18th or 19th is when the finals is set. So we've had groups A and B and group C and D face off. I mean, these were the best of the best of each region. Groups A and B, we had Samsung White, Edward Gaming, AHQ Esports Club, Dark Passage, Starhorn. That was Group A. Group B was Starhorn Royal Club, Team Solo Mid, SK Gaming, and Taipei Assassins. And this group actually I watched the most of. Actually, I think it was kind of funny. Ian, like, it was kind of convenient because I think you caught most of C and D and less than A and B, correct?
Yeah.
It was kind of the same thing. Like, I barely watched any of C and D. So we got, for all you League fans, we got each group covered. So yeah, Group A and Group B. Basically, the standings are Samsung White and Team Solo Mid are going at it next week, along with Starhorn Royal Club and Edward Gaming. So those were their four teams that were able to make it to the quarterfinals. Throughout that weekend was pretty, I don't want to say intense. It was fun to watch. There was a lot of face palms going on from a lot of people because a lot of teams were making a lot of stupid, dumb mistakes, except for the, you know, Korean and Chinese team. They seem to be almost flawless. There was a lot of interesting mistakes coming out that just kind of like, come on, guys, like, you know better than to do that. Of course, people who have been watching the game probably know what I'm really referring to as Team Solo Mid's throw, I want to say, because they totally threw the game against SK Gaming. They had it in the bag. They got cocky. They thought they could win. They didn't. It was very sloppy. They messed up. That cost them the game. And they are now forced to go up against Samsung White instead of Starhorn Royal. Which, interesting fact, real quick about Starhorn Royal. Ian, I don't know if you knew this, but anyone else, Starhorn Royal Club is a Chinese and Korean team. Where
wow, I thought they're from Taiwan.
There might be some Chinese. Anyway, none of them speak any of the same language.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they don't speak the same language.
How does that work?
They communicate with pings.
Oh my God.
That'd be horrible. Yeah, I remember when the analysts were talking about it, they communicate with pings, and the Korean people speak to each other in Korean, and the Chinese people speak to each other in Chinese.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you better learn my language or I'm out.
But, dude, this is what's so messed up. They're 5-1. They're they can't even communicate with each other through you know, their own language.
Asians OP, man. They don't even need to communicate. They just get thrown together and everybody loses.
Throw a bunch of Asians in a box, pick a box, pick five random ones out, and you have a winning team.
There you go.
Exactly. I just thought that was really interesting. And the other the other interesting thing was we all know that League of Legends community is notorious for being very toxic. And that's not saying that the pro players are at all exempt from being so. SK Gaming's Svedskin, if I'm saying that correct, got banned because he was being racist towards, I believe, Chinese people. And that was SK's jungler. He's apparently very good because as soon as he came back in, when he was going up against Team Solo Mid, he gave them a run for their money. But he got banned and was fined $2,800, I believe. It's kind of sad because I'm like, dude, you're a pro player and you're still trash talking people. Anyway. So yeah. That was groups A and Group B. Like I said, Samsung White and Team Solo Mid and Starhorn Royal and Edward Gaming are going head to head with each other in the quarterfinals for the semifinals, and hopefully we'll see Team Solo Mid make it to the semifinals. That's like a miracle. Yeah,
you keep wishing that.
Yeah. So the next weekend was Group C and D. Ian, do you want to cover that? What you liked. Your highlights.
Oh, okay. My highlight. I'm just going to mention the Fnatic and OMG game where Fnatic, that was so nail-biting and suspenseful. I mean, Krepo broke his seat. We saw What's-His-Face jumping up and down on his seat. It was so freaking close on both sides. And it was really heartbreaking to see Fnatic, spoiler alert, Fnatic lose that game. And to see Reckless so emotionally distraught at the end of the game, It was just like, wow. I mean, you see, like, the pressure that they go through. And thankfully, the crowd, like, rallied and, you know, got Reckless back up. And he was okay. But, geez, that was probably the one game that really stood out to me. Other than the second game for Cloud9 and Najin White Shield. I really think that Cloud9 is an extraordinary. I think they're one of the best NA teams. I mean, anybody knows that who keeps up with LCS. But High always seems so inconsistent, especially with his decision making, because he's a shot caller. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So, out of Group C and D, we've got Najin White Shield going against OMG. With Cloud9 going up against Samsung Blue. So we have the two North American teams going against the two Korean teams.
Korean teams.
Yeah, hot Korean teams. I mean, Samsung White hasn't had a single loss, I don't believe.
Yeah.
And Samsung Blue, I think, only had one loss. So. And note, those are the only teams sponsored by a popular phone. not phone, but just, you know, popper electronics company. So that was your quick update on Worlds, and we'll bring you guys an update on the semifinals for those that aren't able to watch. Moving on, we've got Negative Apex's quickie, I believe. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
You ready? Okay. I'm a noob. And I got it right here. Hang on.
Welcome to Damn Here Quickie Time, where we explode informations in your face faster than a jackrabbit on moonshine. All right, for your week's quickie this week, you got Shadow of Mordor, which was released and was rated 9.3 as amazing from IGN. And Forza Horizon 2 came out this week on Tuesday, so keep your eye out for that in stores. Now for the big update, Bungie has given more detail on the changes coming in Destiny's 1.0.2 patch, And according to the announcement, starting next week, engrams will always decode into their quality level or better. That means your legendary purple engrams will always decode into legendary or better items, possibly materials or exotics. Similarly, rare engrams will no longer have a chance to decode into uncommon items, and they'll always be rare or better. Bungie is also increasing the chances of a rare engram producing a legendary item. Wee-hoo! you also have more opportunities to get engrams since daily heroics, weekly heroics, and Vanguard Tiger playlist activities will also have rare and legendary engrams in their rewards. And that's your quickie for the week.
Thanks so much. Well, guys, thanks a lot for listening to this week's show. And we really hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to watch us on Twitch at /RageQuitRadio and follow and like us on Twitter at @MLRRageQuitRadio and on Facebook at Facebook.com/RageQuitRadio. And again, thanks so much for listening. And don't forget to tune in next week for episode 34. All right, everyone, have a good night.
See you.